U.S. Midwest weather has become a little bit more interesting over the weekend after rainfall failed to develop across portions of the region. The areas of greatest concern now are from Nebraska through Iowa into portions of Illinois and southward into eastern Texas and much of the U.S. Delta. All of these areas have low soil moisture, and crop stress is becoming more and more significant as each dry day goes by. The need for significant rain continues to be moderately strong, and we will have to find some kind of significant rain event sometime soon in order to protect the quality and the yield of some of these summer crops across these areas. The forecast this week is certainly not offering a tremendous change in the precipitation prospects. Right now, it looks as though the majority of the region will continue to struggle for precipitation of significance and will most likely run into an environment here where most of the region is going to need a soaking rain right away in order to protect the production potential. The earliest we could see significant rain across Iowa and portions of Illinois may be this coming weekend or early next week. I don't want to imply there won't be any rainfall between now and then, but that's going to be the best opportunity for a more significant amount of rain to fall. The showers that occur over these next several days are certainly not likely to be very significant, and net drying will still be the case. Now, some areas in Kansas and Missouri and southeastern portions of Nebraska may see some greater rainfall this week, and they could see some improvement in topsoil moisture and a little bit less stress, and perhaps better yield potentials might come out of it. But areas to the northeast, including Iowa and northern Missouri and Illinois, may have a much tougher time getting significant precipitation out of the same weather pattern. Some of those showers in Kansas and Missouri may ultimately end up down in the Delta, and that would help to improve crops there. But again, in all cases, we're not going to see a significant change in subsoil moisture, and stress potentials will still be high a little bit later in the summer season if these areas manage to dry back down again, which is probable. For the eastern Midwest, it looks like most areas are doing relatively well. Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky are still favorably moist, and we do expect to see that pattern prevailing for a while. The overall bottom line continues to be one that's going to support good yields in those areas. We expect most of the Midwest to see the same kind of pattern with scattered showers this week, but most of the precipitation is probably not going to be very healthy. And the temperature bias will continue to be somewhat milder this week, with 70 and 80 degree highs likely in most areas except in the southwestern Corn Belt, where some lower 90s will occur today and tomorrow. The temperatures will begin to warm up again late this coming weekend into next week, at which time we'll likely see again greater amounts of crop stress for those areas that have failed to get significant rainfall across portions of the region. The outlook for temperatures next week is really not that far from normal, with highs running in the 80s and lower 90s in a fair amount of the Midwest, with the western areas warmest. The Southwest in particular could see some temperatures maybe back in the middle 90s by the middle part of next week. That's not likely to be real common, but we'll continue to monitor that as time moves along. There are no ridges of high pressure that are going to settle into the Midwest and prevail for any great length of time over this coming week to 10 days. And that will help to reduce the amount of stress that will occur in some of these crops. It does leave the door open for opportunity for showers and thunderstorms, which is of critical importance while some of these areas in the western Corn Belt are getting too dry. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.